In today's daf, we find two machlokes between Rashi and Tosis that are somewhat related to each other. Let's start with the first one, which was actually extensively discussed in the shiur, which is towards the end of the daf regarding the shiur of schach versus airspace. So the conclusion was that according to Rashi, 50-50 is possible. The reason is because the chama, which enters through their airspace, is going to light up the sukkah, in which case you'll have mostly chama, then more chama than tzel in the surface down below. Whereas Tosfos says, as long as it's 50-50, it's okay. So if the schach is 50 schach and 50 airspace, the sukkah is kosher. We don't reckon with the area of the sukkah down below. Now, we mentioned briefly the kasha on Rashi from the Gemara and Erevin. Tosfos brings that the Gemara says, Parutz ko'imed is mutter, so breached and standing of equal proportions are okay. It's considered a mechitza, and that's Rav Papa himself. How does that fit with Rav Papa over here? That, according to Rashi, Pshat 50-50 is no good. In fact, the Gemara back in Aftesvav in Sukkah also learned that when it comes to Schach as well, 50-50, according to Rav Papa, is good. So that's his work with Rashi, and the Rishonim answered the difference between the case back in Aftesvav, where you had Schach Kasher and Pasul together, in which case your Sukkah was mostly shaded, technically shaded, although only 50% of that shade resulted from the Schach Kasher, that's okay. Whereas over here, where you have airspace, so you have open a space which allows sunlight through, in which case your sukkah down below, mostly sunny, mostly lit up, that undoes, that's poisel the schach, in which case you say, even though it's 50% covered with schach kasher, schach is poisel, that's going to be the answer on Rashi. But at the end of the day, we have machlokes regarding 50-50. Rashi says, 50% schach is not enough. Whereas Tosfos says, it's good enough. And the point here is that according to Rashi, we look at the results. We look at how your sukkah is dealing with the schach. If the sukkah is mostly shady, is half shady, then that's okay. But the fact that the sukkah is covered halfway with schach, that's not enough. We don't focus. The focal point is not the schach, rather it's the effect of the schach on your sukkah below. So if the effect down below is effective, so it's 50-50 down below, you're okay. But if it's not, then the sukkah is possible. Whereas Tosfos seems to be focusing on the guf haschach. What's the sukkah? That's the schach. The mesachech. We look at the material up there on the roof. We treat it like a machitza. And just as by a machitza we say, parutz ko'imet, 50-50 is good. Who had in the schach, which is also treated like a machitza. Why is it a machitza? Because in addition to creating tzel, well, how does that happen? How does it create shade? Because it's choytzeitz. It acts like a barrier. It keeps the chama, it prevents the sunlight from entering. It's a choytzeitz, it's like a machitza, like a barrier. In which case, it says, it follows the guidelines of machitzas, where we say 50-50 is good. You have a half machitza and half breach. It's good. Here as well, the schach 50-50, 50 schach, 50 airspace is good. So bottom line is, according to Rashi, we look at the sale of the sukkah itself, look at the function, look at the effect of the schach on the sukkah. That has to be 50-50. According to Tosfos, we focus on the guf haschach, on the very essence of the schach itself, in which case you say 50-50 is sufficient, irrelevant of how it affects the actual sukkah down below. Now this ties very well into another machlokes in the beginning of today's daf. We spoke about sukkah hamid of lelis, which according to Shmuel meant kana oile v'kana yored. The schach was lying unevenly, one piece going up, one piece going down. Now we have a machlokes with Rashi and Tosfos. Once again, this was discussed at the shir, but here we're going to see that it works very well. It's compatible with the other machlokes. So once again, Rashi learned that because the schach is lying unevenly, you're going to have more sun than shade in your sukkah. It's going to be chamasa merubim tzilasa. And the chiddush is that it still works because they're close enough. We view them as though they're lying together on the same level. And it's kosher. Tosfos learns differently. He says there's no concern about more chama than tzel. He argues on Rashi on technical grounds. He says it's it's not gonna happen, because in the middle of the day the sun directly above will be shielded, the sukkah will be shielded from that sun, irrelevant of how haphazardly the schach is lying on that sukkah. Whereas Tosfos says the chasaron is simply on account of the fact that they're not lying uniformly. It's not going to be mitzdarif. Rashi says, Tosfos says, Mishon loychoshev schach litzdarif kaigavna. Kshiyesh ben zel zeh shloisha. When you have a gap of three, so the height discrepancy is three or more, they're not serving together as one unit, as one schach. And therefore, the Gemara insists on the height level being merely less than three, which is within lavan, so it connects and it creates one single unit of schach. Oh, it seems that they're following l'shitasa. How? Rashi, who learned that, what's the focal point? What's the point of the what's it trying to do? The schach is trying to be a meitzah. It's trying to create shade, trying to generate tzel in your sukkah down below. Not focusing on the guf haschach itself. That's irrelevant. It's the effect. It's what is generating what concerns us. In which case it says, when it comes to 50-50, you have to look at the sukkah below. So you have to see the results. Determine the results of that schach. Here as well, says Rashi, the fact that the schach is lying haphazardly doesn't concern us. Because what's happening through that schach? Well, what is it? How much tzel is it generating? Right? So here, if it's generating more chama than tzel, you have a concern. But otherwise, it wouldn't be a concern, despite the fact that they're lying unevenly. It's the result. It's the shade creation that determines the status of the schach, irrelevant of how it's positioned and lying. Whereas Tosfos, who on Amud Beis learned that we treat the schach like a machitza. Forget the results. Forget what it's doing in the sukkah. The schach itself is a barrier, keeping the sun out of your sukkah. That's how it's functioning. We view the schach as like a machitza. Therefore, says Tosfos, when it's kana oyla v'kana yerd, they're lying haphazardly, too far from each other. The height difference is three or more. They're not mitzdarif kiyai gavna. We can't view them any longer like they're serving together as one machitza. They're no longer considered one unit of schach. So if the gap doesn't allow lava to be applied, which will allow us to combine it all together into one unit, then you don't have a single chaitz, a single schach, and the sukkah is puzzle. Unless the height difference isn't so great, it's within three, in which case you go ahead and apply lava. We can view them as though they're all one continuous unit, in which case you have a single schach element on your sukkah, and your sukkah is kosher.